So, Republican candidate Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney seeking New York's 22nd district seat, now held by Representative Richard Hanna. Richard Hanna, I believe, has been quoted in the paper saying he's going to vote for Hillary. What do you make of that?
I'm not surprised by it at all. In October of 2012, when Mitt Romney was the Republican nominee running against Barack Obama in his second term, Richard Hanna still wasn't sure who he was going to vote for, according to the Daily Star and Oneana. So for him coming out for Hillary, he's indicated that he's a never-Trump guy and he would never vote for him. So I think that Richard Hanna is very similar to Hillary Clinton in a lot of ways. He's very supportive of cronyism. He votes for, all the TPP, TPA. He's for the XM/IM Bank. He is very supportive of, you know, the massive cronyism and the agenda of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is globalism, amnesty, Common Core, all those things. He supports big government spending, big taxation, huge government money going to big corporations as a form of economic development. I think his record in the Congress matches very much to Hillary Clinton, which is part of the reason I challenged him in 2014. I was surprised that somebody that was a business owner could actually take those positions, but you know, he isn't a business owner in the same way that I am. I mean, I run a small business. I don't have a single government contract. You know, it's my understanding that Richard Hanna's, almost all of his business, if not all of it, is entirely government contracts or school districts or municipal contracts. So he really, you know, always gets paid because, by the way, the taxpayer always pays.
And so Claudia, just to make it clear, he's a Republican.
He's registered as a Republican. Yeah, and I mean, I could go down and register as a Democrat tomorrow, too. But, you know, that doesn't mean that I hold... ideals like that. But, you know, I'm just saying, it's just interesting. I mean, I think Richard was a Democrat, I've been told. I'm not sure of that, but I think if somebody asked him, I think he would find out he probably was a Democrat.
But not surprising,
earlier in his life.
But not surprisingly, he says he's not going to endorse you. I can see why. Hey, Claudia, if we can, let me just go down a checklist with you and so people will know where you are. And so just a sentence or two on each. Healthcare, you oppose the Affordable Care Act. What do you want to do?
I'd like to see all of our, first of all, just quickly, the Affordable Care Act is law. We have had to lay off about 13 people in our company because of the Affordable Health Care Act. It has done nothing to make health care affordable, and it has done nothing to improve the quality of our medical care for our citizens. We need to go to a model that, and I know this is longer than one sentence, I'd like to see a consumer-driven model with deductions and the portability that would be allowed across lines. I think it would drive down prices and increase the quality and restore the relationships that patients have with their doctors, which is the biggest complaint that I hear from the medical community and also from patients.
Gun rights.
Gun rights. We have a Second Amendment, and I take an oath under the Constitution to uphold it.
You have been a frequent SAFE Act critic. That's Andrew Cuomo's SAFE Act.
Right.
Okay.
I oppose the SAFE Act. I think one thing that should be made clear, all lawful gun owners and people who value their Second Amendment rights, none of those people, no lawful gun owner wants someone that shouldn't have a gun to have it in their hands. We support making sure that the guns are in the hands of safe people. The proposals by Governor Cuomo in the SAFE Act, and many of them coming out of the Democrats, do none of that. They are pandering, hysterical schemes that only cause excitement and negativity on the issue. They don't address common sense problems that protect the rights of legal gun owners and minimize the ability of people who shouldn't have guns to have them in their hands. And reviewing some of the very bad pieces of legislation like the SAFE Act that come through, just a common sense approach to it is what we need. And we need someone like me and many others to continue to advance common sense approaches to gun rights.
What is your stand on a woman's right to an abortion, Claudia Tenney?
I am pro-life. I understand that right now, the law is that we allow abortions with certain restrictions. I've put in legislation that would limit the ability to have a late-term abortion and funding of late-term abortion. So I think that that's something that it's not going to happen overnight that we're going to change any of the abortion rules. I'd like to see us move toward a culture of life and away from a culture of death. Right now, the statistics in New York alone are, on average, every year, 5,000 women are having their fifth or more abortion. That's just unacceptable in our society. We need to minimize those numbers. We need to educate women and understand that, you know, if they're going to make this decision, they're going to make it based on a very good information. I support the traditional exceptions to abortion, but I would like to move toward a pro-life community and respectful, ethical decisions that need to be made. I think the millennials are starting to move that direction as science and the ability of seeing babies in the womb make them realize that is a human life, and we need to move toward protecting that human life as opposed to just an abortion on demand culture. So, I'm reasonable about where we are today, but I am in my heart, I'm a pro-life person.
Let's talk about climate change. There are people who say that it's real. There are people who say it's not real. The scientific community seems to say almost unifiedly that, if there is such a word, that it's real. Where are you?
The world changes. The climate has changed since the beginning of Earth, or since we've been able to track it with science. We have an ice age coming on. In 1970, they predicted an ice age in the late 1980s, I think. It was whenever the Earth Day was started, I think it was 1970. They predicted the ice age. Now we're talking about global warming. Now we keep changing the numbers. Certainly the climate is changing, and we need to be stewards of this climate. We need to do what we can to be reasonably to try to minimize the harmfulness to the climate, and I support that. But I think to put it as the number one threat facing the world, I don't know if I'd put it that way. We can do what we can as the United States, but as far as China and some of these other countries, they have no regard for the climate. And so, I think that an international effort to try to minimize the pollution and harmful effects to the environment is a positive thing, but I also think that we need to put it in proper perspective. The world is going to continue to change. It's going to be heating up. It's going to be cooling down, and I'm not sure that we can do a whole lot about it as human beings, other than to try to preserve, preserve it in the best way that we can.
Claudia Tenney,
lot of excitement about it.
Claudia Tenney is the Republican candidate, Assemblywoman now, running for Congress, New York's 22nd district seat. Claudia, let me hope that when you're in the neighborhood, you'll come in and give us an extended interview again right here on WAMC. Thank you so much
for
doing it.